Hey, Lucy, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
You're nine. AJ, do you remember when you were nine?
Yes, I do.
No, what do you remember about being nine?
I rode my bicycle a lot, and I played with my Tonka trucks and my Matchbox cars.
And by the way, you actually rode the bike. It wasn't an e-bike.
Right, exactly. Yes, back then.
Yeah, you pedaled it.
Yeah, I had to pedal it, right, yeah.
Back then, Lucy, we used to have to pedal our bicycles.
And had no speeds. Yes.
Yep. She probably pedals her own bike with rocks attached to it.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had a wagon with the number 9 spray painted in it because I was 9.
Right.
And that was my race number. And here Lucy is going to powerlifting competitions.
Yeah. The belt's bigger than she is. That's interesting.
The belt alone, I don't think I could have picked up when I was 9.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
How much can you powerlift?
I can deadlift 180. I can squat 152.5.
Wow.
And I can bench 85.
Hey, wow.
Wow.
For 9 years old, that's amazing.
That's amazing for most of us, by the way.
Yeah, you're like an ant. I mean, ants can live like 3 times their body weight.
That's a good point. How much do you weigh, Luce?
I weigh about like 58.
She weighs 58 pounds.
Right. Wow.
Okay, wait a minute. So what are you deadlifting?
180.
180. Oh, 180.
Yeah. Right. So if one of us passes out, you can pick us up.
Wow.
Nice. That's amazing.
Wow.
Do you tape your knees up when you're doing the squatting, the powerlifting?
No.
Not yet? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may want to start doing that soon. You're young right now. Things move at her elastic.
I'm sure she has a trainer that knows all of this.
Right. Well, you know, just saying.
How did you get into this?
So I got into powerlifting by seeing my mom and dad working out in the gym, and I wanted to do the same thing. And I got into wrestling because my dad is a wrestling coach, and he used to take me and my brother to wrestling practices.
There you go.
She's really well-spoken, too.
Want a piece of the action, yeah.
Yeah, so you're watching them, you're like, I want to do that, too.
Yeah.
And then how did wrestling turn into powerlifting? You were working out for the wrestling and found that you liked that?
Yes. So my dad had us like doing like calisthenics, like pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups.
Nice.
Like stuff that can help with wrestling, like explosive work, sprinting. And then he started like letting us like lift weights, and then we kept on like increasing the weights, and it kept on getting heavier and heavier and heavier.
Wow.
This is a family.
Yeah.
When they're in a car, you do not want to have a road rage incident with.
No.
Because the 9-year-old will get out and throw you across the highway.
Right.
And then flip your car onto the roof.
Yeah. Right. And I'm guessing there's no bullies in your school with you either.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you going to go into like bodybuilding, like eventually? Is that your career, you think you're doing? No?
No.
What do you want to do?
I want to be an Olympic gold medalist in wrestling and open my own wrestling club.
Okay.
She's figured it out at 9.
Nice.
We haven't figured out life yet.
Yeah, I think I want to be a cowboy back in 9 years old.
Right.
I need to ride a horse.
I want to be a cowboy. Yeah, exactly. Wow, good for you. You have it all figured out. So what's the next step?
The next step is to win my next wrestling tournament.
Okay. When's
in a
that?
Month.
Oh, next
in a month.
Month.
Yeah.
Okay.
How often do you train, and how long do you train?
I train 4 to 5 days a week in wrestling, and I work out at my gym once a week.
Wow.
Plus your homework.
Yeah.
Any other activities?
I do jiu-jitsu.
Nice.
And boxing.
Jiu-jitsu is awesome. It's the art of disablement.
Jiu-jitsu, boxing, wrestling, weightlifting, working out, plus schoolwork.
Can I hire you security?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you got a problem? My nine-year-old can take care of you.
She would be the stealthiest security guard, by the way.
Yeah.
It looks like you're arriving with your daughter.
Right.
And then all of a sudden,
you're on the
all
floor.
Hell breaks loose.
Yep.
Expendables 4, you got to be part of the team.
That's right.
Seriously.
Wow, we're talking to Lucy Milgram. She's from Belmore, Long Island, and she's a power lifter and a darn good one.
Yeah.
So what have you won so far?
I've won lots of tournaments in wrestling. I won nationals in powerlifting and states in wrestling.
Wow.
Wowie.
Yeah.
Wowie.
I got pinned a lot.
Yeah, same.
I mean, a lot. I mean, like a lot.
Yeah.
Lucy, would you mind putting your dad, Brett, on for a second?
Here you go.
All right. How are you guys?
Hey. Impressive, man.
What a great job you're doing with her.
Thank you.
She's quite the young lady.
Thank you so much.
How did it all start for you?
For me, as a kid, I walked into a gym class in sixth grade, and we were doing wrestling, and that was kind of my first introduction to it. No one in my family had ever done it. And then through my wrestling career, just having different strength and conditioning coaches, learning different lifting styles, I kind of brought that to coaching when I was older.
Oh, wow. Now, all right, so you weren't picked on in school, and then you went to wrestling?
Show them!
Yeah. That's kind of how AJ started working out, because he was a bean, and everyone picked on him.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that probably had something to do with it. I was always the shorter guy in my class, so elementary school, I guess you get a fair share of that, and then once you have an opportunity to maybe stand up and do something different, you see wrestling as an opportunity, I took that, and that was a life changer.
And your wife, does she also wrestle?
She doesn't wrestle, but she works out. She's a dietitian also, so she takes care
healthy
of
family.
All the food in the house.
And, wow.
When's the last time you ate a whole pizza?
We still eat plenty of that stuff.
All right. Oh, yeah, you got junk food in the house? Yeah.
Good.
What's your favorite junk food?
Yeah, yeah. For me, things like pizza and different foods like that. The kids like desserts, ice cream, things like that.
No devil dogs? No.
No, not devil dog guy.
Wow, the whole family
for me,
fitness.
Then.
So you said kids. How many others are there?
So Lucy has three siblings. She has one older brother, a younger sister, and a younger brother.
And are they all into this stuff as well?
Well, the older brother is. The younger ones, not yet. They're 6 and 4.
Okay.
So they watch a lot. They play with each other on the side, but they're not in any kind of like structured wrestling or lifting.
Not yet. No.
Wow. Not yet. No. Not for a few years.
But in that minivan.
Yeah. Right.
Multiple wrestlers. Seriousness, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of impromptu wrestling matches that happen in our house.
That's fantastic.
Right.
Well, great job with her, and please keep us posted.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Will do.
Can you put Lucy back on?
Yes.
All right.
Hi.
Hey. So what do you like to do when you're not doing all of these other things that you like to do?
I like to do arts and crafts. I like to do math. That's like the only school thing that I actually like to do.
Yeah, really?
Math.
Wow. See? I didn't think math people actually wrestled.
Are we all a little like, you know?
Yeah.
Stupid?
Yeah.
We're feeling a little.
Yeah. I need to relive my life again.
Right.
I need a do-over.
She's on a great course.
Yeah.
Are you watching any TV shows or movies?
I watch TV. I watch lots of movies, too,
like
with
what?
My family.
Like what? What are you watching?
What was the last movie?
We watched The Kindergarten Cop. That was the last movie we watched.
That's a great movie.
That's so
it's
good.
Not a tumor. It's not a tumor. This is my favorite. This is what I'm going to do to you.
Have you been to any concerts?
I have. The Kids Bop Kids concert.
Okay. Wow, perfect.
Right.
Well, she has a very well-rounded life.
Definitely. Big time.
She's an overachiever already.
Seriously.
Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. Keep it up, Lucy.
Please, yes.
Thank you.
All right. Very nice to have you on, and we hope to talk to you soon. Good luck next month in your wrestling competition.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brett.